Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of scattered rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-40s, with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, clearing skies, we'll see temperatures around 63. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 30s, and Wednesday, partly sunny skies, temps in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 61.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new study released demonstrates switching to biodiesel results in a number of significant health benefits, like decreased cancer risk, fewer premature deaths, and reduced asthma attacks. The fuel research conducted at 13 sites in the U.S. exposed to high rates of petroleum diesel pollution used well-established EPA air dispersion modeling tools coupled with health risk assessments and benefit valuations to assess the public health benefits and resulting economic savings of converting from petroleum-based diesel to 100% biodiesel known as B100. The research sponsored by the National Biodiesel Board, support by the Nebraska Soybean Board, South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, California Advanced Biofuel Alliance, the Iowa Soybean Board, Wisconsin Soy Marketing Board, in addition to promotional support from the Soybean Checkoff. Now, biodiesel is readily available, a low-carbon, renewable fuel made from a diverse mix of resources like recycled cooking oil, soybean oil, and animal fat. U.S. manufacturers rely on U.S. soybean oil as the primary feedstock for biodiesel. It was first domestically produced and commercially available fuel to meet the EPA's definition of an advanced biofuel. Well, the Biden-Harris administration, they say, has been on a mission to build back better. And so after 100 days of their administration, over the last 100 days, USDA has worked to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, promote racial justice and equity, address mounting hunger and nutrition insecurities, rebuild the rural economy, strengthen and building fairer markets for farmers and producers, and addressing the impact of climate change through climate smart practices. The results, they say, are many. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy beginning of May as Memorial Day is right around the corner at the end of the month. And one industry says it's the busy time of the year, but it's making it difficult with some of the resources that have been on delay due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Most people have been understanding of our current situation, so I feel like most people are being patient. We take a lot of pride in what we do. We try to stay behind the scenes. We're really a support for funeral homes.
That was Jim Wines, owner of CVI Funeral Supply on KWCH News, that designs and delivers headstones all over the country, where they say due to the pandemic over the last year, distribution has been difficult. In other news, a woman suspected of running over another mother in a Kansas middle school parking lot during a fight involving students and parents was charged with 6 counts on Friday, arising from the incident. According to the Wyandotte County District Attorney, Tyler Jack, was charged in the incident. Good America Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at midamericaagnetwork.com.
A judge refused to reduce the $1 million bond for a man charged in the 2016 killing of a man, woman, and unborn child at a Topeka apartment complex. Shawnee County District Judge Bill Osman rejected Yanez Stanford's request for his bond to be reduced to $500,000 on Friday last week. Osman said $1 million is typically in murder cases. Osman also rejected a motion to have Stanford move to a different jail for his safety because there was no evidence that he was in danger in the Shawnee County facility. The 38-year-old Stanford had been charged with the shooting death of 23-year-old Dominique Ray, 20-year-old Camera Trotter, and her unborn child. In other news, a second person has been arrested in a deadly Wichita apartment complex shooting, and police are looking for a third. The Wichita Eagle reports that 18-year-old Brecklin Isabella Elliott of Wichita was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on Thursday on suspicion of first-degree murder and the death of 17-year-old Eric Stokes. Another teen was also injured in last week's shooting at the Morgan's Landing Apartments. Police said that five people were inside the apartment when three masked suspects forced their way inside. Good American Network News.
Dane's Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Dane's has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Dane's Automotive.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Domestic violent victims who are living with their abusers in a rental property could break their lease and leave without penalties under a bill that won final approval from Nebraska lawmakers. Senators passed the measure through the last three required votes, 43-3. The bill by Senator John Kavanaugh of Omaha includes other tenant protections, such as requiring landlords to give at least 24 hours of notice before entering a tenant's apartment. The bill was inspired by incidents in Nebraska where women left abusive partners but were forced by their landlords to keep paying rent while their partner remained in the apartment. In other news, Omaha police have ticketed a man accused of posting neo-Nazi recruitment stickers on poles outside a synagogue. The Omaha World Herald reports that 30-year-old Jonathan Ziegler had been cited on suspicion of damage to property and hate intimidation and faces up to 6 months in jail with a $500 fine if he's convicted. Police say surveillance video showed Ziegler on April 9th posting the recruitment sticker at the Temple Israel in Omaha. American Network News.
Hague News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Courthouse roof repair will begin next week. The clerk of the district court reported recently to commissioners of a water leak. The parking lot is continuing to deteriorate and will need to be repaired or replaced in the near future. Commissioners discussed regarding converting the west side of the courthouse into angle parking for courthouse use. Public Works Administrator will follow up City of Marysville to see what steps need to be taken to move forward with this plan. Ty Dragoo shared an email from the CEO of the Union Pacific stating issues involving Highway 77 blockage for crew changes will be resolved with the crew change point extended south past the depot. However, the railroad is not as concerned with Frankfort issues due to the fact there are multiple crossings and ways to get around. Farmers Cooperative loadout does tend to create a problem as it takes time to load cars, thus causing the trains to remain for an extended amount of time over crossings. Dragoo continues to work with management to find a solution. Fact is, trains are longer today and will probably continue to grow in length. He'll work with the county councilor and Frankfort mayor to draft some letters to be sent to the railroad in support of finding a solution to this safety issue. A resolution was presented calling for the Convention of States, which was unanimously adopted after discussion. A group of local citizens presented the board with a letter relating to the proposed National Heritage Area. Republican presidents had approved the Freedom's Frontier in Kansas, with Donald Trump approving six national heritage areas, fighting diligently against government overreach and landowner rights. Kansas Livestock Association and Kansas Farm Bureau have been and are strong supporters of private land rights and protections in Kansas. However, they've not indicated concerns with the heritage area. National heritage areas have stated that private landowners' rights will not be infringed upon. In 2019, counties were asking to be added to the Freedom's Frontier because of tourism increases. Purpose of the heritage area is to connect historic sites together to allow for multiple locations to be visited by tourists. There seems to be confusion regarding the NHA and a 30-by-30 land grab executive order. The Heritage Board met last week, deciding to withdraw all grant requests at this time and step back from expansion due to current negative publicity. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director reported Marshall County will not qualify for a third round of CDBG grants. These are for those who did not receive any in the first two rounds. Cities of Beatty, Axtell, and Summerfield would be the only ones eligible. A restaurant revitalization fund is available for small businesses. Applicants must go online. If anyone's interested, they need to apply quickly as it's a first-come, first-serve basis. Details on expanding the soon-to-expire neighborhood revitalization program from 5 to 10 years in Washington County were discussed. With property tax exemptions declining on an annual basis and other specifics to remain the same as the current outline. The new proposed plan would take effect in 2022, and all entities currently enrolled would be extended into the new plan. It's hoped the effort could help alleviate a current housing shortage. Impact on township and other small and taxing entities was considered, and it was suggested that perhaps economic development could pick up some of the loss. Each taxing district would have an option to join or not. Future plan applicants are reminded not to begin construction until permits and inspections are complete. An update on the county senior meal program was presented. Washington is seeking a cook. Dining rooms at Hanover and Washington are to reopen June 1st. Nemahaw County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Road and Bridge expressed concern with manpower shortages, noting that a truck driver needs to be hired soon. A bill passed the first round of a Nebraska legislature last week, as approval of legislation introduced by Senator Myron Dorn was discussed, with a compromise amending the budget allocation to $4 million over 2 years from the $10 million initially proposed. That could allow Gage County some relief in paying off the Beatrice 6 judgment. Nearly half of the $28 million judgment has been paid so far, with local property taxes currently maxed out. With the lowered amount adopted, the measure advances to the next round. Myron Dorn took part in a town hall meeting Thursday in Beatrice. There are opponents who believe the county should be solely responsible for the judgment.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a frontal boundary moving across the central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day tonight and into tomorrow. We'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms, then becoming more isolated with just lingering chances for some rain showers for tonight. Otherwise, we'll have clearing skies for tomorrow and dry weather as we head into the middle of the week. Behind this system, just a few degrees cooler for tomorrow. So across the area, cloudy scattered showers and thunderstorms mid-60s, wind gust at 35. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of rain, cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds. We'll see highs at 63. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 30s. As we enter Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures in the upper 60s, and Wednesday night, isolated storms. That's look your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 73. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 49. The record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:26.
It is a creepy and kooky day to celebrate the unknown. National Paranormal Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 3rd, the 123rd day of the year. Singers James Brown and Frankie Valli were both born today, and on this day in 1991, the last episode of Dallas was aired in the U.S. after being on the air for 13 years. If you're feeling nostalgic today, you can cue up a scary movie because it's National Paranormal Day. The origins of it are unknown, which, let's be honest, is totally appropriate, other than it was started in 2013. In the last 5 years, the number of reported UFO sightings has doubled to nearly 6,000, with California, Florida, and Washington topping the list. As far as ghostly sightings, Texas tops the list as the most haunted state, with about 450 reported apparitions every year. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Make Marysville a part of your weekend with the Mother's Day Market back this Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3 at the Marysville City Park. Over 75 vendors featuring antiques, homemade homegrown, plus novelties, treasures, and lots of fun. They'll serve the chicken barbecue with carryout only. Drive through 11 to 2 at the northwest corner of the park Sunday in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants. Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West, and Tension Envelope.
Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a rough weekend for the Kansas City Royals as they went through their three-game series against the Minnesota Twins on the road and ended up going at 0-3 for the series on Friday, losing 9-1. Saturday, they won 11-3, but another upset on Sunday with a 13-4 loss. The Royals have gone three series on the road, but now return home for a first pitch this evening at 7:10 for a four-game series against the Cleveland Indians. By the end of the week, they are still at home for a three-game against the Chicago White Sox before heading back on the road against the Detroit Tigers. With the mixed weekend, the Royals still are number one in the AL Central with an overall record right now at 16-10. They have an even record of 8-5 both at home and on the road. The Indians are number three in the AL Central. In college baseball, the Kansas University Jayhawks went 1-3 over the weekend against North Dakota State, bringing their overall record to 24-21. They're off for a couple of days until their one game against Missouri State on Wednesday this week with first pitch at 6 p.m.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stepline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
More than 130 athletes representing 40 countries are in Garden City this week in hopes of getting one step closer to the top tier of their career. KSN-TV reports the Symetra Tour's Garden City Charity Classic is teeing off its seventh year after being canceled last year due to COVID-19. This year, athletes will be competing at Buffalo Dunes Golf Course. The course is considered to be one of the top municipal courses in the country. It's one of the largest events in Southwest Kansas promoting ladies golf. With the rails still open and Kentucky Derby post positions dwindling, Brad Cox grew anxious about the most notable of his two horses drawing the least desired spot. The homegrown trainer soon breathed easier. Essential Quality got something more palatable, though the hardest part awaits with the target firmly on his back. Essential Quality is the 2-1 morning line favorite and will start from the 14th post for Saturday's 147th Kentucky Derby. Mid-America Network Sports.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Upcycle old pallets into fences, compost bins, planters, and even sheds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You've probably seen pallet planters. Old pallets are lined with landscape fabric to hold the soil in place. Slits are cut into the fabric and plants inserted. Use planted or unplanted pallets as dividers and fences. Dress them up a bit with paint or fill the empty space with interesting stones and moss. Create the framework and dividers for your compost pile with old pallets. Wire the corners together and it's ready to go. Or create a shed if your pile of pallets continues to grow. Check out the various websites that offer design options and construction guidelines. Many people are worried about the environmental impact of using pallets. Look for HT on the pallet and initials of the country of origin. This denotes the pallets were heat treated. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
KNDY.
It's the end of the road in Illinois. And if you want to go further south on Route 1, you'll be hopping the ferry across the Ohio River into Kentucky. That ferry and this town have quite a story that brings a lot of people to a town of 300. It's this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside.
For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On the Illinois side of the Ohio River, there was once a place where early pioneers heading downriver on their flatboats might try to help someone in distress.
They may have a decoy. They may have a woman on the bank in distress. The families would see her and want to help her.
Marty Kaler is speaking of the decoy the pirates of the Ohio River might use to rob and kill travelers at a place called Cave In Rock. The natural cave was a hideout for several decades for those who used it as a base for crime on the river. When steamboats began to traverse these waters, though, the pirate days were over, but the cave remained a spot of intrigue and beauty along these bluffs. The town of Cave In Rock was soon established, and today it numbers not quite 300. Marty is the mayor.
It sits at the end of Illinois Route 1. Now, Illinois Route 1 is an extension of South Halstead in Chicago. Illinois Route 1 runs from Chicago to Cave In Rock.
It was the shortest and fastest route from Chicago to Nashville before the interstates came along. There is still a ferry here to Kentucky. That was my means to cross the river.
They thought about building a bridge years ago. The owner at that time of the ferry was politically connected and did not want a bridge here. And at that time, it was a pay passage.
But today, the ferry is free, a vital link between the states and a tourist attraction in its own right. Marty helps visitors enjoy the bluffs above the famous cave.
Everybody loves a view up here. We have the restaurant and we have four duplex cabins that we rent nightly. That's set up on an 80-foot bluff, overlooks the Ohio River.
It's a place of history and scenic beauty along the banks of the mighty river. Traveling the countryside in Cave In Rock, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Get the most from your vegetable garden by adding mulch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Inexpensive mulches, such as shredded leaves, provide many benefits as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Your homegrown vegetables a boost by putting down mulch. A blanket of organic mulch will help regulate soil temperatures, smother weeds, conserve moisture, reduce soil erosion, and can reduce the amount of disease organisms that might splash up from the soil. It also makes the garden look nice. Rebecca Kranz is an extension consumer horticulture educator at Michigan State University. She says there are several options that work well in vegetable gardens.
We definitely suggest shredded leaves, steering away from black walnut, but any other type is good. They need to be shredded. That allows enough air and they don't turn into a moldy clump. Pine needles are great, especially if you have a local source. For some of the larger vegetables, you could use like moistened newspaper covered with straw.
Shredded bark can also be used, but she recommends that larger wood chips be put down in pathways. If you use grass clippings, be sure 6 weeks have passed since weed killers were used on the lawn. When you apply the mulch depends on whether you're planting transplants or seed.
Transplants, little seedlings, right after you plant them and you watered them in very well, you can apply 3 inches of mulch, making sure that it's not up against the main stem of the plant. Now, with something that you're direct seeding, you probably want to hold off on your mulch because you're applying another layer for that seed to go through. And we'd suggest that you wait until your seedlings emerge.
Biodegradable mulch material serves the garden again at the end of the season. Chop it up and till it in to add organic matter to the soil. Find more tips on mulching the veggie garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my loss thou hast taught me to say,
where family loves going to amusement parks. We love immersing ourselves in the experience and indulging in some delicious treats. The only thing that gets long is waiting in line, sometimes for hours. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, paying off debt can feel like waiting in a long line at an amusement park. Things aren't moving quickly enough, and you just want to move forward with your goals. When you've accumulated excess debt, it's easy to feel stuck or like you're never going to get to experience all life has to offer. But getting out of debt might be easier than you think. Sometimes all it takes is simply starting. Start small and go from there. If you're looking to put a little more money towards your bills, try cutting out some unnecessary expenses. And only use your credit card for emergencies. You'll start to see your debt whittle down before you know it. Being buried in debt is not how God wants you to live, and getting rid of debt can help you experience financial clarity.
A publicly funded plan to bring broadband to everyone. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The Growing Matters Coalition has a tip for treated seed spills. Katie Savinelli is with Syngenta.
When planting treated seeds, be sure to immediately cover or remove any seed spills so wildlife in the area don't consume the seeds. Knowing spills are most likely to occur at the loading site, at the field's entrance, and at turn rows helps you take preventative measures to avoid spills before they happen.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The Biden administration's recently announced American Jobs Plan includes $100 billion for extending broadband internet to all Americans. Tom Faree is the chairman and CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit dedicated to the spread of digital technology in the U.S.
This could be the eradication of what we call the digital divide if it is done correctly, but it's going to really hinge on making sure that we have great data to inform exactly where the challenges are. You want to be wise and set the parameters and the guardrails if you're talking about that. Well, any kind of obviously public investment, but certainly if you think about that much money, you kind of get one shot to spend that much money and fix this problem.
Faree says the president's broadband plan doesn't include a lot of details yet, and it's going to require some time to implement.
We don't have enough American workers right now that are skilled up to probably keep pace with something like a $100 billion investment in digital infrastructure. So that's got to be a key area of focus as well. First of all, how do we attract and retain the talent necessary to make a go at this kind of domestic investment?
If you'd like to know more about the American Jobs Plan or about Connected Nation, there are links on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special back-to-grass bred cow, bred heifer, and cow-calf sale Wednesday, May the 5th, starting 11 a.m. on 15 to 20 Black Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, and Sim Angus breeding bulls, followed by 200 fancy black-white-faced Red Angus, Sim Angus first and second calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. We will have over 320 black-white-faced Red Angus, Hereford, and Sim Angus cows, 4 years to short and solid, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. A featured consignment includes 70 big, fancy, 5-year-old Red Angus cows. They'll have March and April Red Angus calves. Fall calving bred heifers consist of 205 choice Angus, Red Angus, and Sim Angus. Fall bred heifers, they're bred to calving ease bulls. Many are AI bred for late August through October calving. There will be 220 black-white-faced Red Angus and Sim Angus fall calving cows, 3 to 7 years old, be bred for August to October calves. Also offered will be 22 choice home-raised Angus replacement heifers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 5th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Very good news for potato growers arrived last week when the Mexican Supreme Court, in a unanimous 5-0 vote, overturned a 2017 lower court decision preventing the government from allowing the import of fresh United States potatoes. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says the growers' union in Mexico have made things very difficult.
COMPAPA, which is the association that represents these growers, the growers are actually a collection of six or seven kind of what we would call oligarchs. They're incredibly wealthy individuals. They operate like a cartel. They are able to ratchet up and down the supply of potatoes as they want to keep the price high. And by virtue of the resources that they have an incredible amount of political influence.
Quarles says that political influence has created this decades-long dispute with the United States.
They clearly were exerting that on the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court ultimately was able to resist it, and now we've got to rely on the Mexican government to follow through, and clearly that political power is going to be on full display to try to keep that from happening. So that's the big challenge right now.
And even though he says that challenges obviously remain, Quarles says the Supreme Court's ruling was an important first step.
Without the Supreme Court providing this clarity, the Mexican government would feel that they were completely blocked from taking further action.
So sales of potatoes to Mexico can once again resume. The United States potato industry is estimating that access to all of Mexico for fresh potatoes has the market potential of about $200 million per year within the next 5 years or so. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says there needs to be some permanence to the Biden administration's upcoming rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule. It will be the third attempt to write the lasting WOTUS rule in many presidencies. Speaking at the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee yesterday, Regan says he hopes to bring the ag community into the discussion on what's the best way to move forward without ping-ponging back and forth, protecting the water quality and not overburdening farmers. Regan previously said the Biden administration wouldn't bring back the Obama rule, which expanded the number of wetlands and other features subject to regulation under the Clean Water Act. But he said yesterday the Trump administration's WOTUS rewrite was not as protective of water quality as it could be. But he said he did not want to prejudge the outcome without an earnest engagement with the ag community. And top trade officials from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada will convene in the next few weeks to review complaints that have been made under the three countries' new trade agreement, that according to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. She called it a meeting to review performance and take care of the agreement. She said she will bring up complaints like Mexico's proposed ban of glyphosate and Canada's alleged misuse of the dairy quotas it agreed to in the USMCA. The Biden administration will discuss next steps after the meeting if the U.S. complaints are not adequately addressed at the meeting, Tai told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. And a senior House Democrat says he's trying to shed more light on hunger in America by moving conversations beyond the Ag Committee to other panels. Representative Jim McGovern chairs the House Rules Committee on Wednesday, hosted the first of a series of hearings on hunger. McGovern sits on the Ag Committee. He says Congress and the White House should address the problem more broadly than they have been. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Hay equipment is tough to find right now. There won't be much wiggle room on the price of mowers and wind rowers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Manufacturers are having a hard time getting a hold of the steel and parts needed to build new equipment, so there's been an odd flip in inventories of used machinery. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming Magazine. He says a search of wind rowers plus mower conditioners of any age produced fewer than 700 units available. That means there won't be much, if any, room for haggling on the price.
I just consider them rock-solid prices. I don't think the dealer's going to let them go for any less unless, of course, you're bargaining for a better trade-in on your older machine. But frankly, they know there's very few of these machines available. And as a result, you pretty much can figure anything you see listed online when you go searching for these machines before you want to go buy. Pretty much, that's what you're going to pay.
He says you can assume any late model used haying equipment is about at the height of its marketplace value through at least midsummer.
And that may be the time to go look to buy after the hay season starts and guys have gotten maybe the second cutting in. I'm guessing right now, if I could predict, that you probably just want to go and upgrade what you have on hand. Go through, replace worn parts, get it through another season, and then wait to see what happens.
If you're looking to unload the old equipment, this is a good time to sell it. And if you come across a piece of machinery that fits both your needs and the pocketbook, don't hesitate to buy it. I'm Jody Henke. Get two free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers continue across our futures markets here on Monday. May corn down 1 3/4 at 738 1/4. July corn is up 9 3/4 at 683. We're seeing some pressure on soybeans in the early months. May beans down 11 at 1560. July down 13 at 1521 1/4. Bean meal is down as it has been all day. Bean oil struggled for a time, but is back up now. May is up 4 points at 68.50. July's up 19 points at 62.58. The wheat markets have seen some struggles today. May Kansas City wheat is down 8 at 690 and a quarter. July's down 7.5 at 696. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat are tracking lower at the same time. Cotton is mixed. July cotton is down 20 points at 87.88. October is up 63 points. So we're looking at mixed numbers in cotton. The livestock complex remains mixed. The early months in both fat cattle and feeder cattle are down. June live cattle down 147 at 115.10. August down 57 at 118.05. Some of the far back months have turned back around and are green. Same story with feeder cattle. May feeders down 117 at 132.42. August feeders down 60 at 146.15, but some of the far back months again have turned green. Hogs are up right now. May hogs up a dime at 110.22. June up 175 at 114.47. Hopefully we'll be able to keep that going till we get to the end of the day. June crude oil is 88 cents higher at 64.45 a barrel. July's up 88 cents at 64.37. Some plus signs for unleaded gas and heating oil as well. In the metals markets, June gold is up $24.30 at $1,792 an ounce. Plus signs also for silver and copper. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville, open 7 days a week.
Valley Vet Supply.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Marysville High School band students recently took part in the state music festival with virtual entries this year. We're highlighting some of the performances by the Marysville High students.
Thank you.
Marysville High School Band students recently took part in the state music festival with virtual entries this year. We're highlighting some of the performances by the Marysville High students.
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.